Dalton's simple insight was that at the root of all matter are exceedingly tiny, irreducible particles. We might as well attempt to introduce a new planet into the solar system, or annihilate one already in existence, as to create or destroy a particle of hydrogen, he wrote. Neither the idea of atoms nor the term itself was exactly new. Both had been developed by the ancient Greeks. Dalton's contribution was to consider the relative sizes and characters of these atoms and how they fit together. He knew, for instance, that hydrogen was the lightest element, so he gave it an atomic weight of 1. He believed also that water consisted of 7 parts of oxygen to 1 of hydrogen, and so he gave oxygen an atomic weight of 7. By such means was he able to arrive at the relative weights of the known elements. He wasn't always terribly accurate. Oxygen's atomic weight is actually 16, not 7, but the principle was sound and formed the basis for all of modern chemistry and much of the rest of modern science. The work made Dalton famous, albeit in a low-key English Quaker sort of way. In 1826, the French chemist P. J. Pelletier travelled to Manchester to meet the atomic hero. Pelletier expected to find him attached to some grand institution, so he was astounded to discover him teaching elementary arithmetic to boys in a small school on a back street. According to the scientific historian E. J. Holmyard, a confused Pelletier, upon beholding the great man, stammered, "Est-ce que j'ai l'honneur de m'adresser à Monsieur Dalton?" For he could hardly believe his eyes that this was the chemist of European fame, teaching a boy his first 4 rules. "Yes," said the matter-of-fact Quaker. "Wilt thou sit down whilst I put this lad right about his arithmetic?" Although Dalton tried to avoid all honours, he was elected to the Royal Society, against his wishes, showered with medals, and given a handsome government pension. When he died in 1844, 40,000 people viewed the coffin, and the funeral cortège stretched for 2 miles. His entry in the Dictionary of National Biography is one of the longest, rivalled in length only by those of Darwin and Lyell among 19th-century men of science. For a century after Dalton made his proposal, it remained entirely hypothetical, and a few eminent scientists, notably the Viennese physicist Ernst Mach, for whom is named the speed of sound, doubted the existence of atoms at all. "Atoms cannot be perceived by the senses. They are things of thought," he wrote. The existence of atoms was so doubtfully held in the German-speaking world in particular that it was said to have played a part in the suicide of the great theoretical physicist and atomic enthusiast Ludwig Boltzmann in 1906. It was Einstein who provided the first incontrovertible evidence of atoms' existence with his paper on Brownian motion in 1905. But this attracted little attention, and in any case Einstein was soon to become consumed with his work on general relativity. So the first real hero of the atomic age, if not the first personage on the scene, was Ernest Rutherford.